It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Lanisa Jimenez. She is with the HEAT program. She's the supervisor of the HEAT program at the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. It's getting to be that time of year. Temperatures are going to start getting a little chilly outside, and we're worried about, you know, the people that need to make sure that the heat stays on inside, and that's what the HEAT program is all about. Lanisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start off really with kind of going through a rundown of what the HEAT program does, about how long it's been around, and, you know, who it really benefits.
The HEAT program is an energy assistance program that assists with utility bills for eligible clients. The program is income-based, so to determine eligibility, we do have to look at income. The program has been around for quite a while. I'm not exactly sure how long, but as long as I can remember. I've been working in the program for 4 years, but I know it's been around longer than that.
So now that we know what the HEAT program is, how do people, if they're interested, if they want to register for the HEAT program, what kind of stipulations do they have? What do they need to do to get involved in it?
Due to COVID-19, we have changed some of the ways we usually have clients apply. So right now, we will not be seeing clients in the office, but clients are able to apply by mail, online, or by phone appointment. And for more information on applying, they can contact 435-613-0100 or visit our agency website at seualg.utah.gov. And there's more information on ways to apply. If they'd like to give us a call, we could go ahead and make sure we walk them through the process, let them know of everything they'll need to bring. It's kind of best just to have the clients call because it's kind of changes on a case-to-case basis. So it might be better to have them give us a call or visit our website, and we could help them out that way.
Okay, so, and once again, you said that it is income-based on that, so they need to get all of this information together, and the best place to go, they can look and see on the website where what they need to bring in, is that correct?
Yeah. Yep, it has the main things that need to be brought in with the application, and sometimes clients will be asked to bring in follow-up documentation. It just kind of depends on case to case, but the basics would be ID, social security card, most recent utility bills, proof of income, and proof of disability.
And so that's what they all go off of. And then it helps with any utility bill, is that correct? Not just like gas, it helps with all utility bills?
Sorry, I didn't clarify that. It actually could only assist with electric or gas, but if a client has a main heating source of wood and propane, we could also assist with that.
You can work on that as well.
And also, just to let applicants know, the program is now open year-round. Eligible clients can apply from November 1st to September 30th. The HEAT program will be reducing the number of daily appointments in half to help keep us busy throughout the year.
Okay, so if anyone is interested, once again, who do they need to get in touch with? What number do they need to call?
They could call 435-613-0100. And it's not really a specific person. That is just our main line, and anyone could pick up.
Okay, so we're speaking with Lanisa Jimenez with the HEAT program at the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, and we're talking about what is necessary, what will be needed to kind of get ready and registered for the HEAT program. And it helps a lot of people in need in our area, and that's one of those things that you've got to get out, though, and find. You may not know and realize that you qualify for this kind of help. Do you have a lot of people that feel that way?
Yes, we actually do. And another thing is, if a client is not eligible, if they don't fit within the income guidelines, we do use medical expenses as a deduction. So say we could determine a family's income and they're over income by this much. If they could produce medical deductions in that amount the month prior to their appointment, we could get them qualified.
So how difficult really is a process is it to get qualified?
It is very simple. It's just a matter of calling in either getting an application, a phone appointment set up, or applying by line, and we'll just kind of assess the income and go from there. And if you do qualify, it is it's a simple process.
All right. Lanissa Jimenez with the HEAT program at the Southeastern Association of Local Governments. Thank you so much for taking out the time and talking to us today and letting people know about this program. It's a necessary program. People are always interested in it. And if you're interested, just get on down there and they'll give you all the help that you need. Thanks so much for giving us the time today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.